This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
I was a lonely island. Satisfied with Jesus.
wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Here we are once again.
Yes, sir.
As we're looking into your word, Lord, thanking you for mothers far and near, even those of us that have a mother that's gone on. I thank you, Lord, personally for giving me a good mother. We're thanking you for all the mothers that are here today. May their day be bright and bountiful. And now, Lord, as we look into your word, Lord, we pray that something is said here today that'll draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not ever drive them away. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
To Dr. Huey Lawson, I'm a pastor emeritus.
Yes,
First Lady Emeritus Martha Lawson, who's been sick lately but is on the mend, thank God. And very happy Mother's Day to her. To Reverend Rodney Lennox. Here to my left, I guess Minister Cindy Hunt. It was Mother's Day, so I don't know if she's here. She might have took the day off, amen. Stuck me with the piano, amen. But hey, it's Mother's Day, so it was her time to sit out, amen. And to all of you, once again, to all the mothers, I say happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Ricky, is that you? Amen. Amen. One of our own, our native son, Ricky Prescott, amen. All the way from Shreveport, Galilee Missionary Baptist Church. Amen, good to see you, brother. I know it's gonna be a good Mother's Day for you, Miss Eddie. Amen, all right. Amen. Go with me a little while to the book of 1 Kings. Read you a little familiar story, then we'll get out of here and go eat and have all the Mother's Day festivities, amen.
Amen.
1 Kings, the third chapter, and I'm going to read kind of a lengthy reading starting at the 16th verse. 1 Kings third chapter. I'll give you a chance to get that. Once again, book of 1 Kings, third chapter, starting at verse 16. You've heard this story. This is how it reads. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And one woman said, "Oh, my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. And when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, The one said, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other said, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, Oh, my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel of the judgment which the king, all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged. And they feared the king, for they saw the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Used for a subject today a little while, a mother's love. A mother's love. Amen. Every mother doesn't have a mother's love. I hate to say it, but there are some bad mothers. Amen. And some bad daddies too. Amen. Number one thing about being a mother, you can't be your child's friend. You got to be your child's mother. They got plenty of a friend, but they ain't got but one mama. This is the day of the year when we celebrate our mothers. Now, of course, we ought to do this more often. I'm sure mothers would love this day every day. But, you know, we got this one day that we celebrate. But we encourage everyone to express your gratitude to your mother. Don't take her for granted. One day she'll be gone to glory. And you'll wish you could have. Amen. They cook for us. They wash for us. They make sure they cheer us up when we're down. Mend our wounds. Console us when we get disappointed. I remember my mama, of the several girlfriends that decided to take a hike, she would tell me, Don't worry about them girls, boy. You'll find somebody after a while. My ram in the bush showed up, amen. They instruct us about life, amen. My own mother was a scientist, even though the scientific community didn't know it. My mama could have worked at NASA. She was a physician too. Oh, yeah. Mothers teach us a lot about foresight. You know, what can happen to you? My mom used to tell me, make sure you got some clean underwear on. because you might get in a wreck. I used to be like, huh? What's up with that? She didn't say be safe driving or nothing. She said make sure you got clean underwear on. Mothers teach us about religion too. My mama used to say, you better pray your daddy don't find out. They teach us about time travel. Boy, I'm going to knock you in the middle of next week. Oh, they smart, amen. They teach us about perseverance. You know, you're going to sit right here until you eat all that food. People in Africa hungry. I don't know why my mama always told me about folks in Africa. I used to be like, mama, the folk down the street hungry too. But she always say folks in Africa. They teach us about genetics too. Genetics. My mama used to always tell me, you just like your daddy. So they're very smart. But a good mother values her child. Oh yeah, oh yeah. See, these two women, both of whom were harlots, and you know what a harlot is. That was their vocation. They lived in the same house together. They were blessed with sons just a few days apart. And I say blessed because the Bible says that children, every child is a reward from the Lord, no matter how they get here. Mothers, remember that every child is a reward from the Lord. Psalm 127:3 says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So these mothers were alone in their home. Nobody to care for their infants, no husbands, no boyfriends. They were put in an unfortunate predicament, having to do everything by themselves. This must have been a great problem to feed two children. Amen. You know, one might have asked, given the difficulty of their situation, why they didn't just drop the children off somewhere. Some mothers do that today. Amen. Amen. And look, let me tell you something. I don't see much mother's love in that. Amen. But it happens. But these two women, even though they had an unholy vocation, they loved their children enough to try to take care of them. Children have value because they're image bearers. Oh, yeah. Children are made in the image of God. Yeah, this is not said of any part of God's creation, but children are made in the image of God. And they demonstrate our value and their value to the Lord. When people look at our kids, they should see something of God in them. Amen? Amen. They're valuable. Not valuable monetarily, not to go and sell your child, but they're valuable in the circle of grace. They got value because of their potential impact. Every child that a mother bears has a chance to change the world. Amen? Teach your children to love God. When they have the love of God, they have the love of their fellow man. Children have value as ambassadors for love and honesty. You see, children have influence too. Don't believe that your child does not have influence. If you teach your child the admonition of the Lord and that child goes to school with somebody down the street that doesn't know the Lord, that child can lead somebody else to the Lord. Amen. They have influence. Children remind us what it takes to receive the kingdom of God. Luke 18:17 says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. You see, children are humble, amen, before they get spoiled by the world. Oh, yeah. You see, Luke records the incident of Jesus and the children right after the story of the Pharisee and the sinner. The Pharisee was a self-righteous person and therefore, you know, not righteous at all in the sight of God. But the sinner was humble enough to confess his condition to God. And Jesus pronounced him forgiven. If the Pharisee had been humble like a child, he could have been justified and saved. Children have value to you. We need to watch our children. They might cry. They might do mischievous things, but our children serve as an example of godliness to us because they're trusting. Those of us who are older, and we've been lied to, so we don't trust folks. But a child, a young child who doesn't know much about the world, is trusting because they haven't had that disappointment that grown-ups have. So every now and then we need to look at those little children to remind us that there's good in the world too. Amen. We need to remember that the glass is not only half empty, it's half full. A good mother knows her child. Oh yeah. Not only do they have value, but a good mama knows her child. A real mother with mother's love. You see, tragically, one of these boys died in the nighttime. The other mother accidentally laid on the child and suffocated him in the middle of the night. When she realized what she had done, she got up and switched babies with the other lady in the house. Amen? But when that other mother woke up, man, she looked at her child, probably smelled him a little bit and examined him and realized that that wasn't her child. And the reason why is because a good mother, a mother with mother's love, knows her child no matter where her child is. My wife can spot her children a mile away. I'll be like, where they at? She'd be like, that my child right there. This morning at the baccalaureate service, I'm sitting cooling out, and I'm looking for Raymond all over the auditorium. My wife said, that's Raymond right there. I said, huh? A good mother with mother's love can recognize her child. A good mother not only recognizes her child, she loves her child too. Amen. A good mother with mother's love knows that her child is going to need her. She knows that her child is going to need her wisdom. She knows her child is going to need her guidance. But she also knows her child will need her correction. Amen. And as the story goes, I'm going to move on a little bit. As the story goes, the two women couldn't settle the argument. So they wind up in front of King Solomon. Now Solomon, we all know, was a wise king. And he had much wisdom from the Lord. And he was looking for a chance to display his wisdom. So when they brought these two women and the living baby in front of King Solomon, amen, one woman said, that's my child right there. Other woman said, that's my child. Solomon had a case of she say, she say. Can I get a witness? After a while, Solomon got tired of all of that he say, she say, she say. Said, somebody bring me a sword. Amen. And say, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this sword and I'm going to split this baby in two. And both of y'all that's arguing, I'm going to give you half and give you half. But let me tell you what a mother's love will do. A mother's love will make a mother stand up and say, don't hurt my child. Don't harm my child. That mother that really belonged to that child said, no, Solomon, give that child to the other mother. I would rather you give my child away alive than split my child in two and give me a dead half. And Solomon said, well, I realize that since you said that, you must be this child's mother. You see, mother's love will show up and show out. Can I get a witness? It'll sure enough be what God wants it to be. A good mother will reveal herself sooner or later. Can I get a witness? Love is going to show up and show out. It'll make mama give her last to her child. Can I get a witness? A good mama will feed her children first before she eats herself. A good mother's love is unconditional. Doesn't matter how many times a mother has to go to the Rapides Parish Jail. Doesn't matter how many times she has to go and plead for her child to the judge's office. Doesn't matter how many times she has to wait up all night for her child. But a mother's love will make mama walk the floor all night long. Can I get a witness? Being angry doesn't stop mother's love. Oh yeah, mama might be mad at you every now and then, but she's still gonna love you. Can I get a witness? My mom was mad at me many days, but she never stopped loving me. You see, a good mother will tell her child right from wrong. Good mama ain't gonna go along with wrong just because she loves her child. Who you love, you're gonna correct. Isn't that right? Can I get a witness? You see, this mother gave up her child to the other mother to save her baby boy's life. But I remember another mother that gave up her baby boy to save the whole world. I'm talking about Mary. She gave up her baby boy. How about a mother's love? I can imagine every time they pierce him in his hand, she said, "That's my baby up there on that cross." Every time they speared him in his side, she said, "That's my baby up there on that cross." When they put a thorny crown on his head, blood dripped down from his head to his eyebrow, to his face, to his hands, to the ground. Mary said, "That's my child hanging up there on that cross." A good mother ain't gonna leave her child. She was right there, right there. But one thing about Mary's baby boy, after they killed him, after they laid him in a borrowed tomb, after they put rocks and stones all around him, 3 days later, on a beautiful Sunday morning, 3 days later, Mary's baby boy got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Good evening, mama. Good evening, good mamas. Hang on in there, mamas. Might have to cry sometime, but hang on in there, mamas. Might have to mourn sometime, but hang on in there, mama. Might have to go down on your knees, but keep on praying. Keep on lifting your child up. Can I get a good mama to say amen? Say hallelujah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Mother's love. It ain't nothing like it. Us old fathers, we got that tough love. Amen. But mama show up and say, "Stop all that fussing. Calm down." I hear that in my house a lot. Calm down. It ain't that bad. Calm down. That child ain't did nothing that bad. Then when I think about it, she's right. Let me tell you something. A good mother not only takes care of her children, but she takes care of her children's daddy too. Listen, I don't care how much gender bending we have now. Yeah. I'm going to step out there, Rod. Yeah. I don't care how much gender bending we have in the world now. A daddy can't be a mama, and a mama can't be a daddy. I don't care how many times two men adopt a child, a daddy can't be a mama. You got to be one or another, a sister or a brother. I might get a letter from the ACLU, but that's all right. This is Mother's Day. It's a good day to come to the Lord. Amen.
We know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Basket Street, at its regularly scheduled church services, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 11 o'clock a.m. for worship services, and midweek services at 7:15 on Wednesday. God's richest blessings until we meet again next Sunday, and we love visitors because they become new members at Mount Calvary Baptist Church. People of the Most